We are Mir Hashem beginning to learn the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. It's actually a shir that I'd given a number of years ago on this Sefer, a weekly shir. But what I'd like to try to do with this particular limud is just spend a few moments a day on this particular Sefer. And again, really focusing on the topic of Emunah and Bitachon. Defining those terms and trying to figure out how we could bring a little bit more or to strengthen the emunah and bitachon that we've spent years building, but perhaps needs a little bit of bolstering, a little bit of chizuk. But before we get into the emunah and bitachon, the mechaber, the author of the sefer, begins with an interesting idea. He says, "Reishis avodas ha'adam levar liatzmo ma hatachlis shel chayuv." So the first thing a person has to focus on is what's the purpose of my life. In other words, before we delve into other topics like emunah, what it means to ultimately believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I should say different levels of emunah, what it means to have yiras Hashem, a reverence of God, avas Hashem, a love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first question that we have to try to figure out is what is the purpose of my life? And he says, naktim hakdoma kitar ledvarim. So let's give a little bit of an introduction. Kol Yehudi yodea davar pashet. Sheesh bore la olam shabara sa olam bara oso, umechayes kola olam kulo ubechlal afoso. So let's give a little bit of an introduction. Our introduction is that every single Jew knows a simple basic fact, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and along with HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the provider of life for all things, including me. So I know God is the universal creator, but God is also my personal creator. God is the thing which gives life to all living things, and by extension gives life to me. Habori olam omer l'chol adam mahu mevakesh mimenu. So what's interesting is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fact tells each of us what he wants from us. So rather, what's the issue? Ela, sheshoresh habaya nu'utza bekach, she'adam lo bar lo ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotze mimenu. Ma b'diyuk HaKadosh Baruch Hu shol mevakesh mimenu lasos mechayav. So here's what's interesting. So the Mechaber posits, the author posits, that the Ribon Shalom communicates to each of us explicitly what he wants. The problem is, sometimes what's explicit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not necessarily explicit for us. And sometimes, as much as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is communicating to me what it is that he wants from me, sometimes I don't get the message, or I have difficulty understanding what it is that Hashem wants. V'im yishal ha-shoel, v'chi yaskina ba'adam sheni yodeh shator min ha-shamayim, u'kivar kibalnu es ha-torah sheba mevur shetach lezad v'mechayiv l'kayim kol ha-targ mitzos. So again, the Mechaber says, well, it's obvious what my purpose is. Every person knows what's my purpose, to go ahead and live a life of fulfillment of Torah mitzvos. That's my obligation. And he says something amazing. He says, aval be'emes ha-olam nikra olam milashon he'olam. So remember, the Mechaber says, on one hand, as much as that is a true statement, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from me? He wants me to learn Torah, to observe mitzvos. On the other hand, the Mechaber says, here's the problem. The world in Hebrew is called Olam. Olam, that shoresh of Ayin Lamed Mem, is that same lashon of He'olam, hidden. Hidden. The world is a confusing place. And the world is a place where truths are not necessarily self-evident, explicit, or undeniable. Ki kach rotzoni yisparach shemo. Shekol zman she'adam lo mishtokik va'amel ma'od levar bidyuk ma shemo lokech ha'shoa mi'imach lo yoda zos v'chayiv yihiyu b'mahalich shel irbuv v'helam v'lo yihiyu lo derech berura kitzat ovdim es habori yisparach shemo. So the Mechaber says really something very interesting. That this ambiguity, so kind of like if we trace these steps a little bit, on one end, the Mechaber saying step one is I have to figure out what my purpose is in this world. But one second, isn't it obvious what my purpose is in this world? To learn Torah, to do mitzvos. Well, it's not that simple. I mean, it is that simple, but it's not that simple. The lashon of olam, of world, is he'olam, confusion. Confusion, ambiguity. And the Mechaber posits, the author of the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne posits, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu purposely created this life ambiguity. Why? Because part of the avoda in life is to sort through the ambiguity to discover truth. In other words, if truth was just attainable without any search, if truth was just attainable, if the answers were attainable without any level of effort, then the answers are meaningless. And then life becomes meaningless. Part of what makes life meaningful and what makes accomplishment so beautiful is the fact that there's a struggle that's contained. Kolomar, bevadei she'adam yodea she'tzarach lekayem es tarig mitzvos, ulam, avodas Hashem einenu rak kiyum shel mitzvos nifrozos b'kol pam, ma'asher mizdamei lo la'adam. Ela hatarig mitzvos tzarach adam yekayemam b'tzura shel binyan. So the Mechaber says, you're right. The purpose of life is the performance of mitzvos. But as we're going to see, and we'll continue this more tomorrow, a person could go ahead and perform random mitzvos. And that's beautiful and that's wonderful. That doesn't necessarily allow me to discover my tachlis. The goal is the performance of mitzvos in a way which builds me as a person. And here, the Mechaber explains there's something really fascinating, which is sometimes in life, I am actively involved in the performance of mitzvos, but perhaps there's not a plan. There is not a seder. Mitzvos are something I do, but they're not necessarily utilized as building blocks to create a comprehensive spiritual identity. So whereas my purpose in life is to perform Torah, or to learn Torah, to perform mitzvos, but in order to unlock what my true purpose is, I have to utilize Torah and mitzvos, or perform Torah and mitzvos in a way which doesn't just discharge obligations, but rather helps to create a sense of self as well. Chavra, we'll stop over here for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a great tzchus to begin this journey together.